In southern Iraq, small towns sometimes portray the big picture. Saddam Hussein still has deep control over populations, trying to figure out whom they should trust. Mark Manier is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times who is not embedded by the Pentagon. He witnessed an attempt to provide relief to the village of Shu'aiba near Basra. Shu'aiba is the site of a major oil refinery. Manier spoke with NPR's Jackie Leiden earlier today. He said people still fear the omnipresent Ba'ath Party, and a party member had confided to him that Saddam Hussein is still regarded with awe.
He seemed to have this view that in many ways Saddam's genius, if you will, or genius of control, was that he made people believe that he was omnipresent, that his ghost was everywhere. Even if his spies weren't, you believed his spies were there, creating this self-censorship system.
Meantime, British troops are still trying to distribute food aid in chaotic situations like this one. How did it go when they attempted to do that in Shu'aiba?
I had seen two earlier food distributions in southern Iraq over the past week, in which they essentially just drove in with this giant tractor-trailer truck, threw open the doors, and just said, go at it. And it was just an incredible scene. Essentially, it was just survival of the fittest. So what the British attempted to do this time was try to give the villagers more control over the system. And they did this by trying to identify sort of a village headman here who would distribute the food. And they did this by using the voucher systems that had been in place from the Oil for Food program under the United Nations for the last 7 years. So it's quite interesting. I think the handout started about 10:30 or so and went pretty orderly for probably 75% or 80% of the food. But the villagers were getting more and more tense and kept encroaching on the lines that had been set up. And what was becoming more and more evident to them was that there was X amount of food, but there were two or three times the number of villagers there still who had not gotten food. They became more and more desperate, and this fight essentially broke out where the British troops got more and more angry, raised their guns sideways and shoved the crowd back and then moved the tanks into position, essentially attempting to use the tanks as buffers. They weren't attacking the people with them, but several of the young people said they were afraid. Finally, this even failed, and at the end, the British troops walked away in frustration, and what you saw was the strongest villagers, the young men, move into this container with brute force, biting, kicking, grabbing scrum envelops in which food was flying, and it was very much a return to the scene that we'd seen early in the week in some of the other delivery spots.
Mark, from what you've seen in terms of the continued fear of Saddam's control and some of the difficulties in trying to establish even regular order at these food distribution sites, do you see anything in the way of development amongst the notion that British troops have talked about to encourage rebellion against Saddam?
We were interviewing some people today on that issue, and they essentially said, until you get troops into the city, into the heart of the Ba'ath regime's power, you're going to have a tough time having people believe that this is for real.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Manier is a staff writer for the Los Angeles Times. He spoke to us from near Shu'aiba, Iraq.